fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 29th day of August, of July, got ahead of myself, 29th day of July, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get yourself a supply of kudzu seeds. That's Kilo Uniform Delta Zebra Uniform. I say again, Kilo Uniform Delta Zebra Uniform. Kudzu. Up until about 4 or 5 years ago, I, like most people, thought it was just a noxious, fast-growing weed that served no purpose other than be a big bother. And then I found out the following. It's a very nutritious, starchy plant. The entire plant is edible by human beings. Cattle and horses think it's dandy also. It grows almost anywhere, rocky hillsides, where nothing of any consequence that you can eat will grow. Word of caution, if you decide to plant this stuff, don't let it get away from you. Your neighbors will become very, very upset with you. It can take off on its own. But quite frankly, kudzu could save a lot of lives in some future scenario. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. And Sam was with us Saturday at my wife's memorial service. Sam, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John, and what a beautiful service it was. It was quite a tribute to Mary Ann. I really enjoyed being there. Thank you.
Well, your contribution added greatly to it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you weren't able to be there, we had many of my listeners there. It's now posted on my website. You can watch the entire formal part of the service at my website at thelibertyman.com, including the excellent job that Sam did. Sam, I had a brief conversation with my friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, Saturday at the service, and he told me about a conversation he had with a colonel, active duty colonel in the Israeli military, who told him the following. that Israel will soon be at war, and called Mossad, we will lose. I can. What happened? I didn't know I was off the air. Okay. Sam, are you there? Hello, Sam. Hello, Sam. Is anybody there? Can anybody hear me? Am I on the air? It looks like I'm not on air. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on. Looks like dead air. I am on air. Okay, now I know I'm on air. And Sam, are you there, sir? Okay. Looks like I'm off the air again. Got a note here that the call dropped. Sam, are you back, sir? Okay. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties, and that happens. It's the nature of live radio, and we get used to everything working flawlessly, and then we get a day like this where things don't go the way they should be going. Well, Sam will call back in. He's pretty diligent. The storm has passed him. Sam, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you now, John. My phone had dropped the connection like four times, so I lost your statement when you said I was speaking with Dan Page, Command Sergeant Major right. Page, and right. and then you disappeared, so I missed.
Okay,
the whole
thing. We'll start fresh. Brief conversation with Command Sergeant Major Page. He said he recently spoke to a Israeli active duty colonel. In the Israeli military. The Israeli colonel told him the following, that Israel will soon be at war. That's one matter. And that the United States will soon be at war itself, but not with external enemies, at least not initially, but with an internal conflict. Apparently the colonel didn't use the term civil war, but he used the term internal war. And that we, the United States, the good guys, would lose. And I find that to be consistent with information I'm getting from independent sources, independent of Command Sergeant Major Page, independent of the Israeli military. And do you have any follow-up on that, sir?
Well, I can tell you this. Right now, there's a huge shakeup in the Intel Committee because of the Mueller report and the coup to try and unseat a duly elected president. Dan Coats is going to step down as the National Director of Intelligence. Trump tweeted about it just a day or two ago. And he's right. going to replace Dan Coats with a gentleman named Ratcliffe out of Texas. okay? So John Lee Ratcliffe is going to be the new National Director of Intelligence. And I just want to tell you that this particular person, Ratcliffe, is considered one of the three most conservative people in Washington, D.C., as far as elected representatives slash senators. He is a real conservative, and thank God that Trump has finally realized that he can't have these deep state actors in key positions, and he's starting to replace them with good people.
Well, it's kind of an, and of course, I don't have a personal relationship with Donald Trump, but here's, if I was in his position, I would be in a position of having to figure out who is a deep state operative and who has the interests of our country and our Constitution at heart. That can be somewhat hard to determine, can't it?
Well, it can be. I think Trump's been a little slow in determining that, but John Brennan, who ran the CIA for Obama, was deeply involved in this fake plot to create collusion with Russia and try and impeach the President of the United States. And it was a combination of Ratcliffe and Comey and Mueller and the Clinton administration and Weissman, all of these dirtbags at the FBI. I mean, it's disgusting. And if I were Trump, I would have cleaned house a lot sooner, I'll tell you that.
Right, right. So this new director of intelligence, he's a United States congressman?
He is. He's from Texas. He's actually just a fantastic conservative Christian man. He's the real deal. He's not a rhino. He's not a spineless Republican that won't do the right thing. He's a legitimate conservative Christian man, and boy, do we need him in the upcoming time that this country is about to go through.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, this is Firearms Monday, and we usually talk about rifle, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, and legislation on one hand. On the other, our current discussion right this moment, I'm looking as a way to help motivate men and women to take their ownership, usage, and training with rifles, shotguns, and pistols more seriously, and perhaps make it a higher priority rather than wait until the grass is cut, the car is polished, and they've watched the latest soccer game with the grandchildren. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on the money, John. I think people, if you're going to wake up, now's the time to do it. If you're gonna learn how to use a firearm, learn how to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. Now's the time to get involved, to get educated, to get some practice time in. It doesn't have to take over your life. Just an hour or two a week dedicated to this will put you in a much better position with the upcoming civil unrest that we're likely to see if this continued coup of a president and some of this political divide goes to the next step. And
right,
I think it's very clear if you study the five phases of an insurgency, it's undeniable that in this country we are in the fourth phase. And never in history of planet Earth has a community or a country or a city been in the fourth phase of an insurgency and not gone headlong into the fifth. And I'll remind you that the fifth phase of an insurgency just happens to be basically civil war.
Right, right. Well, Sam, Saturday we had several people in attendance at the service who are going to be at the pistol class, the concealed carry class. I'm teaching at your facility at Freedom Center USA this coming Saturday. Do you know off the top of your head how many students we have signed up?
Oh, I would imagine that the number's probably approaching a dozen right now. I have to look at the list.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, we still have room left. I'll take a class up to 20 if I have to. But how would a person sign up? They have to give you a phone call. What's that telephone number?
Yeah, that's 417-718-2597.
Okay. That's 417-718-2597 if you want to sign up for the concealed carry training. I'm teaching this coming Saturday. What time of day have you been telling people the class gets started?
8 a.m. We're going to start at 8 a.m. Hopefully we'll be done before 5, and hopefully the weather will be kind to us. I could tell you this. We've got on Sunday the 18th at the Freedom Center, we've got a class that still has some spaces available for learning how to load ammunition, precision ammo for long-range rifles. So we have a class on Sunday, August 18th, starting at 2 p.m. It's a four-hour class, and it's on loading ammunition for precision long-range rifles. And then the 24th and 25th of August, we have a long-range shooting class. I believe there are two slots still open in that. If you want to learn how to hit targets from 0 to 600 yards, this is the class you start with. And you learn all the fundamentals, and it's a great way to get started in long-range shooting.
Now, we take a lunch break during my concealed carry class. Typically, I've been doing my classes for many years at places that have food on the premises. Obviously, you're not a restaurant, so people would have the option of bringing food with them, or is there somebody we could send out as a runner to a local place to pick up sandwiches? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, we could get sandwiches. We're only 5 minutes from town, so I mean, if you give people a half hour break or an hour break, they can run into town and eat at one of 50 restaurants, or they can bring their own food and water and eat lunch there. We've got tables in the classroom and comfortable chairs and air conditioning, so it can be done either way.
Okay, sounds good. We got a caller on hold. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. Yes.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred. No, go ahead.
Yes, I want to make this real quick. About a week and a half ago, you were talking about a device like a set of earmuffs that would deaden the sound of a gunshot but allow you to hear better than without them. Is that something that's available to the public? And if so, how much do they cost?
Yeah, it's available to the public, Fred. And there's about 7 different companies that make them. I've seen the cost as low as $55 and as high as $350. If you go with the Walker's Game Ear unit, sometimes you can find them on sale for $50 to $60. And if you go with let's see, who makes the high-end units? I'm trying to think, the name escapes me. I'll think of it in a minute. But there's the military-grade versions where you can plug your comms in and a microphone in, and those units sell for between $275 and $375.
Right. Well, in addition,
is it anything I can buy directly from you, Sam?
Sure, we stock them. We've probably got 15 of them on the wall at the Freedom
Center. Can I get your phone number, sir?
Yes, yeah, 417-718-2597.
Okay, I'll be calling you. I need to place an order. Thanks, Sam, for your time.
Okay.
No problem.
Well, in addition, there's electronic earmuffs on Amazon for $20, brand new. And also on Amazon, they can't call them hearing aids because the Food and Drug Administration would have authority over them, but they call them sound amplifiers, I believe. They look like a hearing aid. And on the low end, for $10, you can get what looks like a hearing aid that will give you the hearing of a dog. But you don't want those if you're around guns. You really, really don't want those around gunfire. For about another $10, $20 to $30, you can get the upgrade ones, which shut down when there's gunfire or other really loud noises. A massive tactical advantage, you have the hearing of a dog. Quite frankly, it really is. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
July. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Telephone number down there to call Sam, order product, or sign up for the concealed carry class that I'm teaching is coming Saturday. Is 417-718-2597. Sam, I look at electronic earmuffs and the small hearing amplifiers as a handy thing to have on the range. It makes range time a lot more civilized, where you can actually talk back and forth to this instructor and to each other. And, of course, a massive tactical advantage to have the hearing of a dog. That's any tactical advantage you can get, you certainly should take it, shouldn't you, sir?
Oh, absolutely, and it's a low-cost, very effective way to enhance your situational awareness, and that's what we're really talking about, is in a tactical situation, you want to have situational awareness. Now, there are electronic muffs out there that are more expensive than others. I wear the Peltor, the military-grade units, but there's some very good units made for civilians that have four microphones on them, and it gives you stereo-like hearing where you can tell what direction the sound is coming from these types of muffs that have literally four microphones on them. You put them on your head and someone snaps their finger at 4 o'clock behind you, and you know right where that sound came from immediately. They're fantastic for situational awareness.
So you'd have four mics, two front, two back. Would that be what's going on there?
Yeah. You've got, I guess, the front mics point out to like 130 on the right ear and out to about 1030 on the left ear, and then the opposite of that, you know, 430 on the right side and 730 on the left side. And it's actually really effective. I actually have better situational awareness with that four microphone earmuff than I do with my high-end two microphone Peltors.
Amazing. Well, I had my electronic earmuffs with me when I was protecting the family home and during the Ferguson riots, because I understood and recognized the value of that, and luckily I didn't have to make use of them, but they were there and ready to go if and when I needed them. But these are the kind of things. You know, these are now. Fred is a good example. Fred is sounds like a gun guy, a knowledgeable man, but he doesn't live in the world that you and I live in, and he's not expected to know what you and I know, and we don't expect our listeners to know what you and I know. But this is a nuance that you can't possibly learn unless you sign up for some training, correct?
Yeah, you need to be in the industry for a long time. You need to be going to the gun shows. You need to be up on the technology to know the kind of things that you and I kind of immerse ourselves in on a daily basis. You almost have to be a professional in the industry because there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of technology out there. There's a lot of things to know. So, for example, Walker makes a company called Walker Electronic Muffs. They make something called a quad muff. And it literally has four microphones on it and gives you an incredible, and I think they retail for, looks like $89. You can probably buy them for $79, or even less on Amazon, something like that. But that's a great choice to have four high-gain omnidirectional microphones and the sound suppression. It's a fantastic piece of equipment for the money and a huge advantage in a hunting or in a tactical situation.
Well, people... Civilians who are not part of the world that you and I live in, they don't even know the questions to ask. It's what you and I do professionally, the knowledge we have. There's a saying I've got on my website. It says the following: those who are unaware of being unaware. So you cannot ask about things you don't know even exist in the first place, can you?
Yeah, that's true. You know, it has to be on your radar screen before, you know, you maybe question what's going on. And I would say that getting training, just being around professional shooters, professionals in the security industry, just being around them in a class, you'll probably learn things. Like if you take a concealed carry class, you'll probably pick up some information just by being there about tactics or equipment. You kind of see what the pros are using and how they use it. You know, that's a great thing because it points you in a better direction.
Absolutely. And people make assumptions that are not based on reality. The son of a friend of mine, he was probably about 21 years old at the time. I was visiting with him. Well, we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Monday. It's Monday, the 29th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, we had a great memorial service this past Saturday for my recently deceased wife, Dr. Marianne Moore. That video of that is posted at my website at thelibertyman.com. I am very grateful and very humbled by all the help that went into this and my friend Sam helping out. It's part of the process of moving on, remembering a fantastic woman, and moving on with life from there. Also, on our website, of course, you'll find things that will educate you. Right next to the notice of the memorial service video, we've got a short article I wrote alerting people to the possibility of a coming second American Civil War. Pretty important stuff, I'd say, about as important as it gets. I give reference there to a couple of books to be read. I would suggest reading those books, getting yourself up to speed. And then last but not least, we need a healthy, energetic Americans to help us get through this crisis. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. If you have arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. You want to sleep at night as good as you did as a child, like I do every night, get yourself an energy cleaner. I'm shipping one to Canada. I just printed out the order a few minutes ago. We've got, you're probably listening, Paul up in, let's see, Bow. Get the light here where I am. Bowmanville, Ontario. Your energy cleaner will be shipped out today. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Paul's going to have to pay a bit more for the excess postage to Canada. Keep in mind I offer it a 90-day money-back guarantee. Plus, I have a toll-free hour line. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got a question or comment? This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The call number here at Republic Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. If you want to sign up for the concealed carry class or have a question, anything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, give Sam a call at the following telephone number. That's 417-718-2597. Sam, within our gun culture that you and I inhabit, there's many tales that are simply not true about rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics. A lot of misinformation, disinformation, even among men and women who've been part of the gun culture for decades, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of bad information out there, particularly now since the internet and YouTube allow just about anybody to have a voice that's easily viewed.
Very true. Well, the way to get accurate information, the real deal, is to get some training down there at Freedom Center USA and rub elbows with men who've been doing this for decades in real life, not make-believe theories that people come up with. And there's nothing like being in the field to find out what works and what doesn't work, is there, sir?
Yeah, I tell people, you know, I've been saying this for decades, be careful who you choose as your experts, because there's a lot of people out there that set themselves up as experts. For example, a lot of people think that a law enforcement officer, if he's got 20 years in or 25 years in, is an expert with firearms and security, and that's typically not true. Unless a guy has been on SWAT for 20 years, unless he's been one of those officers that goes to the range every week, competes on the weekends, he's not going to be near as skilled with small arms as somebody who does that, who professionally shoots, or who's been out on a SEAL team or out on an A team. You know, it's a different level, and you've got to be very careful who you set up as an expert in your own mind.
Absolutely. Well, most police officers, most of the time, for them, that pistol on their hip is a required part of their uniform. They only take it out of the pistol when they're required to go to annual or semi-annual training. They shoot it at that time and that time only. And quite frankly, other than that, they could care less about the pistol other than it's just part of what they do, part of the uniform. And most police officers, most of the time, could spend a 20-year career and retire never having taken that pistol out of the holster except for training, correct?
Yeah, and that's and you know, there's another added element into that, and that is that civilians and budgets by civilians and civilian governments have cut the training budget of our law enforcement department so severely that they don't get to practice near as much as they used to. It used to be that you qualified or practiced at least every 30 days as a law enforcement officer. Well, that was back in 1970. When Bill Clinton took over the presidency and things started to really fundamentally shift in this country politically, they defunded the military. They gradually started defunding our law enforcement officers. I would be stunned if I saw in a department, a police department today, that a police officer got to qualify or practice more than once every 6 months.
Well, that's why I said annual or semi-annual training. It depends on the department.
Yep.
Well, that's a true statement, obviously. It's a true statement. It doesn't take a whole lot of training on the part of a civilian to have skill sets are equal to or greater than the average police officer, correct?
No, it doesn't take much training at all. As a matter of fact, anyone with any talent at all can exceed the skill level of an average police officer in one or two training classes.
Well, that's a sad but true statement. There's a story I've told on the air several times about a female FBI agent. This is not a clerk, but a sworn officer that carries a badge and a gun that I stood next to at a police pistol range. And I didn't know initially that she was an FBI agent, but I was observing her. We were sharing, we had two-person shooting points. And at the time, I was an NRA-certified instructor, of course. So we go down and check our targets. There was a controlled range. And she's shooting up high left in the silhouette, low right, high right, low left, basically all over this target and hitting anywhere except the center. So I approached the range officer, who was a St. Louis County police officer, and identified myself. I said, I'm an NRA-certified instructor. Do you think this young lady would mind if I offered some coaching? And he kind of whispered to me, and he says, John, I don't think so. She's an FBI agent. So I just let her go, and and that was the response I had when I was talking to two other agents a number of years later. They were talking between themselves, attempting to identify this young woman and who she was. Now, this woman graduated from the FBI Academy at Quantico with apparently satisfying the requirements for marksmanship to get to graduate, but I don't know how she did that. My belief is that there was such a this would have been in the late 1980s or early 1990s and what time frame. I don't know what's going on now, but I believe at the time, Sam, there was such a demand to be politically correct and have females with a badge and a gun in the FBI that they were pushing women through there regardless of their ability to meet the basic qualifications. What do you think?
Well, I know if your government will falsely push females through the Tomcat pilot training program, what would prevent them from pushing females through a program where they didn't legitimately achieve the objective criteria of the program? It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, I've heard the stories about the female pilots in these jet fighters and attempting to land on aircraft carriers and there's a lot of cover-up going on there. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Alan in Indiana. Good morning, Alan.
Yes, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sam had mentioned synthetic oil for firearms. I picked a 20-weight synthetic oil up, and I used it for actually dissolving rust. John, you said you were going to get a rusty European car.
Possibly. Possibly. Yes.
I've soaked rusty items in 20-weight synthetic oil, and after about 2 days, it would actually penetrate the rust, soften it, and I was able to take the nuts and bolts apart.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Which synthetic oil did you use, sir?
It was just a friend of mine is a high performance mechanic, and he said basically he could mix them all.
Okay.
And I picked it up accidentally at a bargain store.
Okay.
And he had mentioned that synthetic oil, if you put it in an older car, it'll seep through the gaskets and make the car smoke. And
well,
that's where
actually, older automobiles should not use, depends on the age and the wear on the engine. But I'm an Amsoil dealer myself, and we really don't recommend synthetic oil in the really old, pretty much wore out engines, because that's exactly what will happen.
Yeah, that's where I thought it would dissolve rust, and it does. I had a ratchet, a 3/8 ratchet, and I soaked it in synthetic oil probably 3 days and took it out. And the rust was dripping out of the ratchet, literally.
No kidding.
Anyway.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat. All right. Well, that's some good information.
I wanted to ask Sam on Kel-Tec PRL 16. What does he think of the pistol?
Say the model number of the pistol again, please.
It's a Kel-Tec PRL 16. It's a 223 pistol.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting. I think it's an interesting product. Now we haven't tested one of those yet at our range, but you know, Kel-Tecs, they've had pretty good luck with the PM30, and it's been a very popular pistol. We've had a few of those here, and they seem fairly reliable. I think that, like all Kel-Tec products, if you want to get decent reliability out of them, you're going to have to get the right pressure ammo for that pistol. You're going to have to find something it likes. You're going to have to feed it something that it wants to run. And if you can do that, then you've got a fairly cost-effective, really effective handgun.
Yeah, I've been shooting 62 grain soft nose out of it, and it feeds and shoots fairly decent. And I figured a soft nose would be better for crowd control.
Probably, no doubt. What is the overpressure like for the shooter when you shoot that with no hearing protection?
Actually, the first time I shot it, basketball-sized flash came out of the front of the barrel during a sunny day. And they have a barrel compensator. I put that on it, and you can shoot it, but you need earmuffs to shoot it, you know.
Yeah, I would.
But no flash and no barrel pickup with the compensator on it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I would imagine you definitely want to hear hearing protection if you were going to shoot a .223 through a barrel that short, but that makes sense.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another thing I was wondering, I've been practicing shooting sideways to the target, standing sideways, and on YouTube one fellow mentioned that if you stand sideways you make a smaller target in a gunfight.
Well, that's an interesting statement. There's a lot of ways to get small in a gunfight, and I would never do that, and I'll tell you why. Because if I'm in a gunfight, I'm usually behind cover, or I'm wearing a tactical vest that has a chest plate on it. And if you stand sideways, you take that chest plate and that armor out of control. I can tell you several police officers that have been killed here in the St. Louis area have been shot through the armhole of their vest from the side. So I guess each situation is different. You've got to play it by ear, but I would not recommend that as a common thing to do.
Okay. Probably 25, 30 years ago, I was reading Soldier of Fortune magazines, and they said basically if you're going to shoot somebody and you want to stop them, you want to do a upper spinal shot. Spinal cord shot, and even if they're on drugs, they will drop. Through the mouth, or if you're on the ground, underneath the chin, upwards, or if the target is sideways, 1 inch down and 1 inch back from the ear, and it's basically. When you sever their spine, if they have a gun on somebody, they cannot pull the trigger if you sever their spine.
Okay, let's talk about that. I think are we coming up on a break, John? Because that's
less than 2 minutes of the break.
Yeah, so a lot of these situations, it depends on what type of firearm you've got. So with a SWAT team, if we're in a hostage situation and the perpetrator has a weapon system in their hands and they're holding someone hostage, when we train snipers, we train them that you have to get a round that is supersonic in velocity into the cranial vault. And so what you're describing there with various orientations of the target is the methodology that allows you to aim at the center of the cranial vault from different angles. Okay, so a lot of what you're reading or what you've repeated here on the show is relatively true. Now the question is, will it work with a handgun that may be at subsonic velocities? And that's a whole different deal.
Hold that thought. We'll get back to this after the break. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of July, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where I'll be teaching a concealed carry class this coming Saturday. It's 417-718-2597. Sam, you were doing a discourse on how to take out a criminal and prevent him, hopefully, from harm. Hostage, and we at the break we were talking about the effectiveness or lack thereof of a pistol in attempting to do that, sir.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So when you're in a hostage situation, or you have someone that you know that's being held hostage, and the person holding them hostage has a firearm and has their finger on the trigger, maybe they have a dead man switch in their mouth, like a clothespin with electrical contacts. I mean, there's so many different scenarios that a lot of thought and a lot of procedures have been developed over the years for hostage rescue teams to deal with these various scenarios. And one of the critical elements that you have to understand is that you cannot shoot someone in the head with a pistol round and expect them to not have a sympathetic trigger reaction or a reflexive trigger reaction where they could possibly pull the trigger and kill a hostage. The only way to instantly disable that trigger pulling possibility is to get a supersonic projectile into the cranial vault area. And what that does is the brain has so much fluid in it that it sends a hydraulic shockwave through the brain in a matter of milliseconds. And before the muscles can reflexively react and pull the trigger, that shockwave disables the whole system. Now, shooting someone in the spine, not in the cranial vault, your chances of getting a perfect disconnect are extremely small. And so depending on the situation, depending on if there's hostages or not, you've got to be extremely highly trained and have practiced this and have extraordinarily accurate weapons, because in the real world, these perps are not holding perfectly still waiting for you to shoot them an inch behind the ear. You've got to know how to shoot a moving target and put a bullet an inch behind the ear, and that's a lot tougher order to fill.
Yeah, I understand that. One other thing I was going to mention was that PRL-16 is a piston-driven 223.
You're talking about the Kel-Tec weapon?
Yes.
Yeah, and the piston-driven 223 is a good thing because that keeps the action from getting dirty, where a gas impingement gun will blow more burnt powder and residue into the rotary bolt system and into the action itself. And that piston operation is a great thing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that for anything 400 yards and closer.
Right, yeah. All right,
we recommend gas impingement ARs for long range work and piston ARs for short range.
Here's our break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.